Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Father Jeff Norfolk, a priest from the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in his life.
The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. These words from the 4th century Te Deum hymn, Te Deum meaning Thee, O God, we praise, are the words that I'd like to focus on today to talk about the importance of the martyrs and why we need the martyrs as part of our daily lives, as part of our history as Catholics. The white-robed army of martyrs, who are these men and women throughout the centuries who continue to witness to us? That basic definition of the word martyr means to witness. That's what they are. They're witnesses. By their physical struggles, by their spiritual struggles, young and old, the Lord uses them. The Lord forms them to persevere in the midst of very challenging, very, again, physically or spiritually afflicting circumstances. And by God's grace, they persevere. All of us needing to learn how to persevere. Saint Pope Paul VI talked about this need for witnesses that the Church has had since its very beginning, that the Church still has today. In his 1975 encyclical, Evangelii Nuntiandi, which translates as proclaiming the gospel, in particular the gospel to the entire world, in paragraph 41 he says, "Modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. And if he does listen to teachers, it is because they are witnesses." Lord, thank you for those men and women who have gone before us as witnesses. May we be encouraged, inspired by their example. Today, February 5th, we celebrate one of the third century witnesses by the name of Saint Agatha. Saint Agatha was born in Sicily, Italy, and wanting and desiring to be a witness to the Lord, wanting to remain as a celibate, as a chaste virgin, she, by God's grace, was able to persevere in that, but not without many struggles, in particular because of the negative effect of others upon her. Quintianus, who was the governor at the time of Sicily, became deeply enamored by her. But as he tried to advance her and tried to win her over in an impure sexual way, she was able to resist. And by standing for her faith, by standing and keeping Jesus Christ as her first and most important relationship, eventually she would be put through great persecutions for that stance. Because she had rejected the advances of the governor, he became furious, became angry, and put her to trial as a Christian. Saint Agatha, desiring to protect her purity, went through several very extreme punishments at the hands of the governor and his executors, being raked over hot coals, walking on broken pottery, parts of her body being cut off. She would not consent to sin, being put in prison for even a month period. This witness of defending against sensuality, defending against sin, in particular the sin of impurity, is a great grace that we need to continue to choose and continue to fight for our own time period. From youngest to oldest, we're bombarded with sins of sensuality all around us. Jesus says in the gospel when he's teaching us, what does it mean to be his disciple? What does it mean to choose holiness in our daily lives? He teaches us the Beatitudes in Matthew 5. And in chapter 5, verse 8, he teaches the Beatitude, "Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God." Lord, we're asking you for the grace of a clean heart, a pure heart, to see as you see, to see one another, their dignity made in your image and likeness, to be seen with purity from others, not as objects, but as human persons, as bearing your image and likeness with great dignity and worth. This is a grace that we want to learn, we want to defend, we want to teach young people to learn and defend. St. Agatha can help us. By the time she was 20 years old, her life had come to an end. But still now, nearly 1,800 years later, we're still remembering her life, calling upon her. Her name is found in what's known as the Roman Canon, a list of saints, many of them apostles, many of them early popes, male and female martyrs. And the first Eucharistic prayer, the Roman Canon, is where you hear her name with those others who have persevered throughout the centuries. As we look to her life and ask her intercession today, we also remember just 1 week ago in our own 21st century, Father Joseph Tran Ngoc Thon, a 41-year-old Vietnamese Dominican priest who was killed January 29th, sitting in his confessional, hearing confessions, offering the sacrament of reconciliation. He was stabbed to death in Vietnam, a martyr. From the 21st century all the way back to the 3rd century, these men and women continue to witness to us how to persevere, how to have pure hearts so as to see God, to seek God in our daily life, to let God shine through others, to let God be present in every circumstance of our lives so that we can stay on that narrow path. No matter what the government did to St. Agatha in the 3rd century, no matter what kind of persecution we experience, may the martyrs teach us to persevere. As we prayed at the beginning, the Te Deum, the white-robed army of martyrs praise you, may we ask St. Agatha today to help us choose Christ, choose chastity of mind, heart, and body. At the Mass today, in honor of St. Agatha, this is the opening prayer that I will conclude this podcast with. May the Virgin Martyr St. Agatha implore your compassion for us, O Lord, we pray, for she found favor with you by the courage of her martyrdom and the merit of her chastity. Our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At Sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini-retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out Sushipe.co and get involved today.